With your hands, I'm giving the praise. Giving the praise. Something just dropped now. Something just happened. Giving the praise. And clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here this morning to this first service, healing and deliverance service, crusade, Sunday morning. We have a shorter time and trust God that we'll do as much as possible within the time. We have people who have come in from Cameroon and Canada, Cuba, Gabon, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ireland, South Africa, Tanzania, Togo, United Kingdom, United States of America, who have come for this service this morning. We are appreciative of you. Give the Lord a big clap and give them a big welcome. And everyone who have come from every other country, we welcome you. James chapter 5, verse 16. We intend to finish the unfinished business of last month, and that is intensifying prayer for us before we release. Trust God for the release of the blessing today. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Our objective remains understanding those factors, that's intensifying prayer for us, part 3. This might be part 3A for the sake of the second service. Our objective remains to understand those factors that can intensify the force of prayer. Last month, we outlined the steps to take, specific action steps that may guarantee answer to our prayers. And we said that at times you have taken those steps and it appears like prayers are still not answered. What do you do? We then said that it is possible to intensify the force of the prayer with many things. We preached the first part of this message 2 Sundays ago, the second part last Sunday. And I would like you to pick them up if you are not here. We mentioned praying with vision. And then praying with fasting. As number 2 factor that will intensify our prayer force. Praying with vision. Praying with fasting. And then thirdly, we mentioned praying in agreement. You are coming into agreement with a brother, with a church, with the brethren. And that will help intensify the force of your prayer. Praying in agreement. And then number 4, we mentioned praying in the spirit. Praying in tongues is a factor that intensifies answer to prayer. You have prayed in your understanding and it looks like results are not coming. Then you shift further to pray in the spirit. We mentioned that. And then number 5, we mentioned praying with vows and sacrifices, where you ask God, you let God know, Lord, I am trusting you for this. And if this happens to me, this is what I will do. Oh, Lord, I'm making this sacrifice for the sake of this particular issue in my life. You pray with vows and you pray with sacrifices. We mentioned that last Sunday. And then we talked about praying with praise. Praying with praise. That is, you have prayed, you have done all you can do at the altar of prayer. And then the next thing to do is to begin to praise God at every remembrance of your prayer. We dealt with that. That was number 6. Now I have quickly summarized what we have preached in 2 Sundays. And I think if you pick the message, it will help you. Now number 7, which is what we are starting today, is praying for others in intercession. Praying for others in intercession. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12, Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12, he said, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Praying in intercession for others amplifies the effect of your prayer. And I'm going to look at two examples in scripture. Number one, Job. Job ignored his own challenges to reach out in intercession for his friends. And then God turned his captivity. Job chapter 42 verse 10. Job chapter 42 and in verse 10. The Bible said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He turned the captivity of Job. Job was in captivity. But Job overlooked his own captivity. Job despised his own captivity and decided to go ahead and pray for his friends. And when God saw that Job prayed for his friends, God turned his captivity. Example number two, Joseph. In this case, it was not prayer, but the interpretation of dreams. Joseph despised his own frustration and decided to handle the frustration of his co-inmates in the prison in Egypt. He despised his own frustration. In Genesis chapter 42, chapter 40 verse 5, and in verse 6, the Bible said, and they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Long story made short. Read all the way to verse 9. He interpreted their dreams, whereas his own dream had remained uninterpreted. At the end of the day, God showed up and changed the life of Joseph and gave him the interpretation of his dreams. How does intercession work? One or A. Intercession works by the power of love. You love the person so much, or you decided to walk in the love of God, to ignore yourself, to pay attention to another. It works by the power of love. And God is love. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. Where God sees love, he moves. 1 John 4, 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. It works by the power of love. And the Bible also says that faith worketh by love. I believe it's Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 or something. Faith worketh by love. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So when you walk in love, you put faith to work. And when God sees faith, God moves. Intercession works by the power of love. Secondly, intercession works by the power of sacrifice. It is a great sacrifice for you to be in need. And you are not praying for your own need. You are praying for the need of another person. It is the power of sacrifice. I sacrifice my own problem. I sacrifice my situation. I'm praying for another. I am concerned about another person. And throughout scripture we know that every time God sees sacrifice, the fire falls. Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. Every time God sees sacrifice, the fire falls. The fire of divine intervention falls. Every time God sees sacrifice. That is Intercession. I told you the story of some time ago of how a man was praying for healing for people. And he had a heart condition, arrhythmia, for 21 years. He said one day he met a man on the line who was trusting God for healing from arrhythmias, heart condition. He laid his hands on the man, and as he prayed for the man, both of them fell down under the anointing. When they woke up, both were healed. God healed the man who was prayed for and healed the one who prayed for the man. In other words, you have decided to despise your own problem to pray for him. I heal him and I heal you. Today, I see God intervening for somebody here. If you are that one, say a louder amen. If you are that person, say the loudest amen. So that is praying for others in intercession. There is someone here, God may be telling you, you have prayed for yourself for too long. You have focused on yourself for too long. Try and pray for somebody. You want God to give you a husband. Try and pray for somebody, trusting God for a husband. You want a child, pray for somebody else. And I see God changing your story. You believe that, say aloud, amen. That is praying for others in intercession. Number 8. Is praying with kingdom service. Kingdom service. Kingdom service. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. These are all the things we pray about that service is doing. Verse 26. And there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. It is clear throughout scripture that the platform of kingdom service is the platform of answered prayer. In fact, another way to say it, the platform of kingdom service is the platform of answered prayer. Another way to say it is, the answer to your prayer is waiting at the place of your service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread. All the things people ask for is what he will say, is what he said he will do if you serve. Examples include David in Psalm 69 verse 17. Psalms of David 69 verse 17, he said, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Why? I am thy servant. And because I am thy servant, I expect to be heard speedily. Hear me speedily. I am thy servant. I am not just asking for you to hear me, I serve you. And then Luke chapter 1, Zechariah, of course, you know Zechariah situation in Luke chapter 1. The man Zechariah married to Elizabeth. If you read from verse 5, the Bible said they have been serving the Lord faithfully, but they were barren. And one day in verse 8, he was serving at the place of his duty, and suddenly an angel appeared to him, I think from verse 11. An angel appeared to him and said to him, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Zechariah wasn't praying at that time. Zechariah was serving. He was on the altar serving. It's like you are in the choir singing, or sitting as a counselor, or standing as an usher, or the crowd control, or in the prayer department, or wherever, or on the camera. And you are not praying, you are working for God. And God is saying, your prayer is answered. The question is, what prayer? The one you prayed before. Whatever you are trusting God for is answered because you are on the at your place of duty. I prophesy to everyone here today, every faithful, dutiful, committed servant of the Lord in this house, I decree your prayers are answered. Every delay to the answer to your prayers, those delays are over forever. You believers, shout the loudest amen. The prayers are answered. That is why it is not good to be an executive Christian. The executive. That is the one that is a big man Christian. Goes to church without doing anything. Just sits down in church. Is not involved in anything. Is not involved in the run of anything. I was with a man the other day with my wife. We're together speaking. This man is a church usher. He said, I just finished signing a contract of $200 billion. Today, I just signed today. He was in his house when they sent for him. The billions didn't stop him from standing as an usher. Wife, choir. There are many of us, we haven't reached anywhere. We have already arrived. We are already too big. Who says you can be too big to be an usher? Or too big to clean the church? Or too big to clean toilet in church? Or too big to direct traffic? No, sir. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. Answered prayer is waiting for you at the place of your service. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, 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 your service will your service will distinguish you in this season. How does service work? One, God is committed to the welfare of those who serve him. He is committed to the welfare. In Psalm 35 verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God is committed to the welfare of those who serve him. You don't cry before he answers. How does service work? Number two, God promised. He promised the blessing. He promised his blessing and goodness for those who serve him. There is a promise of blessings and goodness. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Exodus 23:25. And he shall bless your bread and your water. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There is someone here saying, I'm faithful in church. I pray. I fast. I give. I do this. What is the missing link in my life? The Lord is saying to you right now, the missing link is called service. There is something you can do. You might not be able to sing in the choir. You might not be able to stand in the usher. In fact, one of the easiest things that most people do is to come to church on Saturday and clean the sanctuary. We have people of all manner, professors, all manner of people, different, all categories of people. They come to do that. We have people in welfare department. All manner of departments are available. And you are going to say, Lord, I won't sit down like I am an executive before God. I am a small boy before God, a small child before you, and I can do anything. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is service. Service, kingdom service, makes your prayer answered. Answered prayer is waiting for you at the place of your service. That was what happened to Zechariah. Finally, number 10, number nine, is praying with soul winning. Praying with soul winning. You don't just pray, but you win souls. You lead people to Christ. You are interested in leading people to Christ. There is a direct scripture here. John chapter 15, verse 16. These are dimensions of prayer that many of us never knew before. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Go and bring forth fruit. Go and win souls. We are God's vineyard. Go and bring forth fruit and go and ensure the fruit remains. Don't just invite people to church. Ensure that they are established. He said then, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Go and bear fruit. Let your fruit remain. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This is too direct. It's a straight line equation. Go and win souls. When you ask the Father in my name, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Somebody say amen. Let me give you two scriptural examples of this situation of soul winning. Now, in the Old Testament, I'll give an example of one person called Anna, A-N-A-H. The Bible said he found the mules while feeding the asses of Zibeon, his father. Genesis 36, verse 27. 24, from verse 24. He said, and these are the children of Zibeon, both Aja and Anna. This was that Anna that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. He was looking after his father's flock. Preventing the missing of the flock. And while he was looking after his father's flock, he found his own. He found his asses. He found his mule. When you become interested in the father's assignment, you won't struggle for your own assignment. Give you a second scriptural example. In Luke chapter 22 and in verse 35, Jesus had sent some disciples out and they returned. And he said unto them, when I sent you without pause or script, he sent them out in Luke chapter 10. When I sent you out without pause and script and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. When I sent you out, you remember in Luke chapter 10, he said, take neither script nor pause, go to the lordship of Israel and get them. Did you lack anything? They said nothing. Did you pray and your prayer wasn't answered? Nothing. Is there anything you wanted from God and God didn't do it for you? Nothing. When I sent you out, did you lack anything? They lacked nothing. Somebody today, the end of your lack has come. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. How does soul winning assist our prayer life? Two things. First, God promised answered prayer for the soul winner and soul establisher. He promised answered prayer. It's a promise. And God cannot break his promise. He promised answered prayer. John 15, 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Answered prayer is a promise. Secondly, if the interest of God becomes your interest, your interest becomes the interest of God. That's how it works. Again, if the interest of God becomes your interest becomes the interest of God. That is, if what interests God begins to interest you, what interests you begins to interest God. In James chapter 4, verse 8a, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. If what interests God interests you, what interests you will interest God. You are interested in getting married. You are interested in making a lot of money, maybe for the sake of the kingdom. You are interested in impacting your generation. Become interested in what interests God. And what is that? Souls. 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 They tell us in medicine that the heart is first and second heart sounds. Right? Normal heart that is not sick. Lob-dob, lob-dob. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. The heartbeat of God is souls, 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 souls. He's not willing that any should perish. God is not long-suffering. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Some people say, why has Jesus Christ not yet come? The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. As some men count slackness. But He's not long-suffering to us, what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We had a very hectic week with the youth this week, the Ignite Conference. Powerful, powerful meeting. I was preaching almost every day, I think literally every day. Fire on the mountain. Some days they scheduled me twice. Then Friday was vigil. We're here, we left almost 5 a.m. Intense impact. Those children can never remember the same. By next year, we are trusting God that this sanctuary will be jammed to capacity with children, to go and impact their world. After such a hectic meeting, I was meant to rest. But we went out again on it. Around evening, I was feeling somehow. Maybe there is somebody that may need an encounter. Let me go out for outreach. And I went out one by one by one. And truly, when I came to the place I was ministering, the crowd gathered. One place, so many soldiers came around me, went on their knees. I'm preaching to them. Now, I have done soul winning throughout the week. Healing service, I led people to Christ. Youth conference, I led people to Christ. So, if I was thinking of my quota of soul winning for the week, it's already overfilled. You can't drive to church with an empty. Don't feel comfortable going for Sunday after Sunday without thinking of somebody going to heaven with you. That is not, that is religion. Do reality. Am I communicating? Compel them. There is a world that is galloping to a hopeless eternity. And the frustration in our land today is far more than any other time in history. People are looking for God. They are looking for answers. They are looking for solutions. You will give them those solutions. We have testimonies of people. Somebody was on evangelism ground when his phone rang. He had the gift of a car. We have had all manner of testimonies. A woman whose house couldn't be sold. Big house in Abuja here. She was on the evangelism field. And he said, God, I'm going to do your work for you. While he did that work, bam, the testimony came. Young lady was on the field in Asaba. We're talking of evangelism here. And he found herself in Asaba. And he went out to preach. And while he was preaching, the young man he was preaching to was already a Christian. Born again Christian. And the Lord was telling the man, this is your wife. This is your wife. This is your wife. Young lady was trusting God for husband, not knowing that the husband is in the evangelism field. The man was nodding. He said, thank you. Talk to me more. Talk to me more. Talk more to me. I'm listening. I'm listening. At the end of the day, He was the one who won the girl. They came here, both of them came to the altar here to testify. He found the husband at the field of evangelism. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us walk scriptures because they walk. Let's walk it. You have prayed enough. Now step out in soul winning. Step out in kingdom service. You have prayed for yourself enough. Pray for somebody else. And something will change. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand and give him the praise. 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 Shakoko bakalala. Lift your hands and tell the Lord, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to carry out this instruction. I receive that grace. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to stand in the place of intercession for others. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be committed in kingdom service. I receive the grace for soul winning. I receive the grace and the mantle for soul winning. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive the grace. I receive the mantle for soul winning. I receive it now. I receive it now. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your right hand and just be in the attitude of worship because something is about to happen to you. Excellent. Lift your hand. Move, Spirit, move. Lift your hands up.
Over me, Spirit, move.
Lift up your hands and where you are. My shepherd. See the move of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God moves, He removes things that are not meant to be there and replaces them with the things that should be there. Lift your two hands high and whisper the name Jesus. That's right. I see age long chains been broken. I see the rewriting of a story, a history. I see the doors of captivity opening. I see ancestral curse breaking, generational curse breaking, occultic powers break. Hey. What killed your father cannot kill you. What killed your mother cannot kill you. That's right. What is killing others in your family cannot kill you. It's your husband. I see that devil of allergy going right now. The sinusitis is going right now. I see the bones being healed right now. I see the hearing being healed right now. That spider web attack. That's right. That spider web attack. Running into spider webs in the daytime, even in a big space like this, is arrested right now. That spell of near success syndrome is arrested. Cancer is dying right now. Asthma is dying right now. It's your hands up. Whisper that name Jesus again. That's right. Power of the Holy Ghost. Now, what He has in store for you this morning is being released for you right now. And in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, "I receive." He has something for you this morning that is being released right now. And in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3.
I receive!
Thank you.
hands everywhere. Father, thank you. I give you the praise. I see the healing of allergies. Food allergies. Allergy to weather, to cold. Healed right now. All manner of bones healed. Hands, you couldn't lift that hand. It's lifted now. The back is healed now. The chest that is that came here heavy with pain is healed right now. Somebody's right ear is open. Somebody's affliction with the spider web and with the near success syndrome is over right now. A demonic spirit just left your body. The chain was broken. The door was broken open. And now everything that has to do with pain or with a growth is leaving right now. It's leaving right now. The pain is leaving you right now. The growth is leaving right now. Every pain, you can place your hand on the pain or the growth, wherever they are. Every pain that came in here and every growth that came in here, you are leaving right now. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, shall go. You are leaving right now. Jesus, something just happened. Chains just got broken. Urinary system condition just got healed. Prostatic problem just got healed. Blood sugar disease just got healed. Diabetes. Hypertension just left right now. Urinary tract infection just got cleaned out here. Can you give Jesus a big clap and a loud shout of victory? If you believe that something happened, clap your hands only, people, and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. I'd like you to check yourself quickly. You came with a pain, it is gone. You came with a growth, it is gone. That ear condition, that bone that couldn't leave, that pain at the back, just check yourself. Or you got an encounter. I'd like you to run to the front here quickly, where we remain standing and sing the song, going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Quickly run out. Quickly run out because of time. At the count of 10, you run out. Give another praise.
Going up to the high places.
Celebrate the King of Kings.
Going up to the high places.
This is not a time to move out of the church. Okay? Please, when people are coming out, nobody goes out so that nobody takes anybody's bag and go out or phone or something. Please watch the people who just came out to testify, watch their things. If you are going out now, you are going at the wrong time. Alright? For the sake of order and also control and for the sake of vigilance and surveillance, nobody moves out when people are coming forward. So nobody picks up anybody's property. Give all the praise celebration. Going on.
Going up to the high places.
Going on.
We're going up to the high places.
Let's go up.
Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up.
We're going up to the high places.
We are going up.
We're going up to the high places.
Let's go up.
We're going up to the high
places. Hey, to tear the devil's kingdom down.
Sweet part will you believe?
The shall believe the reply.
three testimonies are standing from the testimony segment. Where is all right, go ahead, tell us.
Sir, bro, Stephen here. While you were ministering, you took authority over that demonic cobweb attack. You say he always walks into cobweb. But while that word went forth, he felt fire burning all around him and the cobweb also being roasted.
Lift your voice and lift your right hand and hear this. Every demonic trap that is set for you, in the name of Jesus, that trap is set on fire. That's right. Somebody say after me, every demonic trap set for me.
Catch fire.
Now. In Jesus' name.
Sir, you talked about allergies. He said each time he finds himself in the midst of people or any level of heat around him, he begins to scratch his body. And he came in that condition. But after the declaration of that word, that allergy is arrested.
Give the Lord a praise. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of inheritance, I prophesy, I declare for someone here, every spirit of inheritance, whatever is transferred from your mother or your father to you that is affecting and afflicting your life, that spirit is arrested right now. Yes.
Sister Grace came into church today with her shoes in her hand because she had the leg swollen. According to her, they said it was cold that entered the leg. She couldn't really explain it. Couldn't walk with that leg. She limped on the leg. Right while you were making declarations, she held the leg. And when you say we should shout, go, she shouted, go. The pain is gone. The leg that was swollen is now fully
Where is your shoe? Go and wear it. As the evidence that the healing is really done. Give the Lord a praise.
So our sister said throughout the night she struggled with severe pain on the shoulder, couldn't lift the hand. Even while we're in church, she couldn't lift the hand. She also had suffered high blood pressure and she came in with heavy palpitation. All the symptoms are gone. She's free.
Two hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Everyone whose life is under any form of pressure, I declare the pressure is over forever. In the name of Jesus. What happened?
Severe pain on the waist for the past 1 week, both waist and the right knee.
And now it's gone.
Now,
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. It is over forever in the name of Jesus. Yes, what happened here?
Yes, she had a case of number cases. Says it has been under pain for the past 2 weeks, as you declared.
What case?
Waist pain, she said.
Backbone,
yes.
And what happened?
Right now, as you declared, she had a sound. Kum!
A sound.
Yes.
At the back.
Yes, sir.
And then the bone is adjusted, the pain is gone. More than less. Mahashatokolagayadagaga. Step on here. Everything that is out of place in your life, I declare, is getting into place right now. Somebody shout power. She's worn her shoes. Somebody give the Lord a praise.
Amen. Now, while we take the testimonies, please, we'd like the following people to kindly make their way out. Our beloved sister, Emunye, blessing. Please, wherever you are, kindly step forward. Sister Emunye, blessing. And also, Sister Blessing Okehe. I would also like to receive Brother Chinedu Anene. Please, the following people, again, Brother Chinedu Anene would come out. And Sister Emunye, blessing. And also, Sister Blessing Okehe. Please, can you join us?
I want Chinedu.
While they are rushing out, we'll take our sister Ada Ogiri. Came all the way from Otukpo to see the doctors 2 days ago, and they said she had leakage in the kidney. As a result, there was excruciating pain. Came into the service with that pain. While the word went forth and we said, lay hands, I shout, I receive. And she did that. The pain took her back to hell, and here she is standing out to give God the glory.
Now we say that what affected your mother cannot affect you. Now it is the opposite. What affects your son cannot affect you. How is the boy? Which year was he healed? No. Before he went to the university.
Yes.
When he came with the cannula from National Hospital.
More than 10 years now.
It's over 15 years.
It's over 15 years.
I know the date more than you. her son was brought from National Hospital with lying in the hand, with kidney disease, needing dialysis, almost needing kidney transplant or whatever. Prayer was made in the Rewan church. He returned back, kidneys back to normal. The son went to the university. Where did he go?
In Malaysia.
Graduated and returned back and brought me a bottle of wine. And he said, I came to greet you to say that I have remained healed and I have gone to university. I have graduated and I have returned back. He was healed of kidney disease over 15 years ago. And the mother is having kidney disease today and is healed today. That devil is a bastard. Lift up your hands. I prophesy over you today. Every generational affliction, generational disease that the devil is trying to impose on your life and on your family is over. In the name of Jesus, what affected your mother cannot affect you. What affected your father cannot affect you. What is affecting people in your family cannot affect you. Shout the loudest amen.
Sir, this is the case of intense allergy. They came this morning with a hand already inflamed with the legs. They even played the video. But as the word came forth, sir, suddenly the hands became smooth again. The allergy started disappearing.
Look at the eruption on the skin.
You need to look at the picture first. Because this has cleared. What you are seeing on his hand now.
Incredible.
Is cleared.
Incredible.
And they took this video yesterday morning, sir.
That was the first thing the Lord showed me before I came to church. Allergy. Before I came to church.
Allow.
In Jesus, do you know why he is so great? On the third day, he rose from the dead. Have you ever seen a man who rose from the dead? Hey! Do you know why I believe in Jesus? So great.
Our sister here, Esther, came out to, in response to that word, allergy to food and cold.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Allergy to food for 10 years and wow. Allergy to cold for 2 years.
Wow.
Also running into cobwebs in open spaces.
Wow.
As a result, life has become stranded.
Wow.
Said, in fact, last night, no, she couldn't take her bath this morning to come to church.
Oh, no.
As a result of that allergy.
Wow.
But Holy Ghost gave her a bath right now.
Oche Agabaidu with Jesus.
Hallelujah, amen. Oche Agabaidu with Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Oche Agabaidu, 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 Agabaidu.
Came out, bam, the chest pain left. This man, as you are making declarations, he was where the evangelism of yesterday, he was there. Then in the service today, he saw there were two places, a dark place, a lighted place. And there was a rope that was trying to pull him in the direction of the dark place. And then God intervened using your faith and drew him into
everywhere
the
everywhere they have tied your life and destiny, you are out now.
Allergy, severe allergy, looks like gluten allergy. She came in this morning with swollen lips and urticaria rashes all over her hands. Sir, there's no single trace. The lips are normal.
And it affects your eating too. Gluten sensitive enteropathy. Over forever. In the name of Jesus.
This man came with what looks like herpes zoster on the side. Rashes that followed that nerve line all the way here. Excruciating.
Now he's gone.
Stuck hand. He couldn't move it.
Shoulder lifted.
This woman locked waist. For a couple of months now, she couldn't bend, she couldn't do anything.
Bend,
let's see the way you did.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Vasomotor rhinitis. Wow. Allergic vasomotor rhinitis. And it runs in the females of her family line.
Wow.
This morning, it just disappeared.
Can you imagine the word allergy? How many people are affected by just one word that looks tiny? Vasomotor rhinitis gone that runs among the female in the family. Father, we give you the praise and the honor for a day like this. What's happening?
Powerful miracle here, sir. This sister, they came in from Ubokolo.
Wow.
Got here 12 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
As soon as she pulled to bed this child in June, 2 weeks ago, okay, she lost control. No strength. For the past 2 weeks, this is her first time of standing up. The baby has not tested the mother's breast.
The baby had not drank the mother's breast.
Not at all. This morning, they wheeled her
into the church here.
And as soon
since she delivered, she has not been able, she's immobile.
From been to
completely hospital, immobile.
From one hospital to another.
She wee on the bed, stool on the bed.
She's with Pampers right now.
She's with Pampers. Are you just sitting and looking at this miracle? I don't want to be in the hospital. We on the bed, poor on the bed, paralyzed.
She's also hypertensive with heart enlargement.
Looks like congestive cardiac failure.
In addition to all the things that, because there is a major nerve that is affected for her to be incontinent of urine and incontinent of feces. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Come, let's go. Oche dio mio, no yege nyaglano.
Oh, yeah.
control. Kisses without control. Now she's looking at her beautiful baby. That they, are you just looking yes, like that? To you today, everything the devil has paralyzed in your life, everything the devil has crippled in your life, I declare that paralysis arrested. Whatever is not working in your life, whatever is not moving in your life, they are moving right now. You can see the front here. You can see all over the world. See all over the world there. People are healed everywhere. Wherever they are connected, they are healed and delivered. Listen to this. I see a move of the spirit that no devil can stop. Next Sunday, we'll have part 4. We are not going to stop after part 7. After part 7. Then we'll determine which direction is going. Am I communicating? But before that part 7 is over, this sanctuary should be filled to overflowing twice. So next Sunday, we are here by 6:30 a.m. for the first service like this, and again by 9 a.m. for the second service. Just hit the city of Abuja. Someone came all the way from Ugbokolo in Benue State. That will be like 7 hours drive on, except you take the new road now, all right, and came here to be healed. There are people in the FCT and in the neighboring environs here that need divine intervention. Just hit the city and hit the land with the news, and in all our locations, just hit the road with news that God is up to something else. We see these things almost every day at the healing and deliverance service, but it is time for Sunday service to become the climate of the healing and deliverance service. Am I communicating? Because most church members don't know exactly what happens in this ministry. They have not been to a crusade ground. They have not been to a healing and deliverance service. So they don't really know what goes on here. But there is more to this commission than the preaching and the teaching and all the things to say. Raw manifestations of the power of God. You can see the lineup of testifiers that we cannot take in this service because time is up. See all of these ones. And the people you call wisdom. We'll take them at the beginning of the second service before they go. All right, we have cancer healed there and several other things. We'll take all of that at the beginning of the second service. Of the second service. But it's a new day. Can you lift up your hands now and receive the blessing? Those of you in the front, your healings are permanent. Please return back to your seat. Father, thank you. Thank you. Father, we give you the praise. That's right. Lift up your hands. We still have the communion to take and the blessing to be released. And we think we can do that under the next 5 minutes. But lift up your hands. You came in here to this service this morning and you don't know what it means to be saved, to be born again, to give your life to Jesus and to be a new person. Anywhere you are this morning, pray this prayer after me. And pray it at the top of your voice and say after me, Lord Jesus, say it loudest, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All those who pray that prayer, quickly rush to the front. While they come, communion stewards also, take your position and let the communion be served very, very quickly. Those who pray the prayer of surrender, the rest can take their seat. Those who pray the prayer of surrender, making your ways right to Jesus, rush to the front here at the count of 7. 1. Lord, I give you my heart. Carry your Bibles and your bags as you come. You just prayed with me now. Rush forward. 2. I live for you alone. Rush forward.
someone who needs to rededicate their life to Jesus. You need today to mark a new day for you. You are still in bondage of smoking and drinking and womanizing, masturbation, prostitution, lying and cheating and fraud and gambling, and any such lifestyle that tied you down, and you are finding it difficult to live for God. Stand up on your feet and rush to the front here. Again, at the count of 7-1.
All the way to Calvary.
2.
For my Jesus.
3.
For your keyway.
4. Here, place your hand on your chest again. Hold on, counselors first. We'll, because of the time now, you will just go with them at the close of service, because that road is blocked with those coming in for second service, and then and so on. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided, Lord, to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. The yoke is broken in Jesus' name.